Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-thru pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. It is 45 in Emporia. The time is 4:06.
The rally and referenced political betting websites with odds in Massey's favor. Ultimately, only time will tell if Trump's endorsement will be enough to defeat Thomas Massey, who's seen a fundraising boost after Trump's attacks. Kentucky's primary is on May 19th. For NPR News, I'm Justin Hicks in Hebron, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too. We're always online as well at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can become a member with just a point and a click and a couple of pieces of information. Just click on the word support. We are coming up on another pledge drive. Get a jump on it. Get it out of the way. Refuse to be guilted. You did this of your own free will because you enjoy KPR. You can't imagine your day without it. Okay, it's just a suggestion. I'm just saying, when you visit our website, you can become a member fairly easily. We hope you will consider it.
Support for KPR comes from Claw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. And then, if the Iranian regime falls, the enriched uranium it possesses could very easily fall into the hands of explicitly non-state actors.
Terrorist groups with just a few of these materials, they can create extensive damage in countries.
Coming up, how the war with Iran could lead to a world with even more nuclear weapons. A discussion, plus remembering the life and career of legendary spy novelist Len Deighton, who has died at the age of 97. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
The time is 4:20.
NPR News.
The immigration detention system is expanding. ICE is buying warehouses for detainees, which some residents of a Maryland community do not like.
I mean, I just think we're living in a police state, and it's just getting worse. They're getting the wrong people. Just get the bad ones out, right? That's what we should be doing, but they're not.
The detention center next door. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 42 degrees in Manhattan, 37 in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers want public and private schools to teach students about the negative impact of communist and socialist ideologies. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the story.
Lawmakers are concerned about the results of a poll from an organization called the Victims of Communism Foundation.
The 2020 poll prompted concern due to increased favorability for socialism and communism among young people. Now lawmakers want to require students to learn about the ills of those political systems. There was an amendment to include fascism too, but it was voted down on the Senate floor. The legislation also adds a civics test requirement for graduation. The State Board of Education already includes a civics course requirement. Republican Senator Bill Clifford opposed the plan.
I just think this is wrong for us in the legislature to be writing a school curriculum for K-12.
Supporters say the bill addresses civic and historical illiteracy. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Two data center developers are trying to buy more than 1,000 acres of land west of Wichita. Hundreds of residents turned out for a town hall recently and called for a 3-year moratorium on data center development. Others, like Tanya Witherspoon, called a moratorium a missed opportunity.
Sedgwick County should be careful not to let understandable public concern and short-term political pressure produce a policy outcome that contradicts the state of Kansas's own infrastructure and economic development strategy.
Documents show that Monarch Energy and Next Era Energy have spent the past several months making deals with property owners. There are limited details on plans for the data centers because landowners have been asked to sign non-disclosure agreements with the companies. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would restrict journalist access to ICE agents while they're on duty. The bill would make it a crime for anyone to approach within 25 feet of any first responder, police officer, federal agent, EMS, or firefighter when they're on the job. That includes agents for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Supporters of the bill in the legislature say it would protect first responders and federal agents. Critics are calling it a blatant violation of the First Amendment. KWCH reports the bill has passed the Kansas Senate and was discussed yesterday in the Kansas House. This is KPR. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Many other frequencies as well. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, it has been a rough week for travel, particularly if you are trying to go by airplane. We're going to talk about the security delays. We're talking about all kinds of different problems. And in particular, we're going to talk about the partial government shutdown affecting tens of thousands of TSA agents, which are why you're dealing with these security delays. Many of them have not been paid in quite a while. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 42 in Manhattan. It's 38 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
And we'll hear them on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest information. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
More at joycefdn.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 40 in Topeka, 44 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well all around the state, and always streaming if you'd rather get it that way at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have a KPR app. Version for iOS, version for Android, wherever you get apps.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching, and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, the president is reacting to the resignation of his top U.S. counterterrorism official, a man by the name of Joe Kent.
I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security.
Kent said today that it is Israel that pushed the U.S. into the war in Iran and that Iran posed, and I'm quoting here, no imminent threat to our nation. That could be bad news down the road. We'll tell you why coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy in the overnight hours, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high around 70. Lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. More sun on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. We are expecting highs in the mid-80s Friday and Saturday. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. The time is 5:30.
The committee has subpoenaed Bondi to appear for a deposition on April 14th. There was no immediate comment from the Justice Department. Separately, Comer says Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will appear Wednesday for a private briefing with Oversight Committee members. That meeting will focus on the Epstein files, according to a person familiar with the matter, not authorized to speak about it publicly.
That's Ryan Lucas. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Senate today voted for stiffer penalties for landlords who neglect their rental properties. It now heads to the House. The bill would make Kansas consumer protection laws apply to residential landlords. It would allow the state's attorney general or a county attorney to sue a landlord on behalf of the tenants. They could seek up to $10,000 for each violation, like failing to provide running water. Republican State Senator Doug Shane proposed the bill. He says the higher fines will encourage landlords to take better care of their property.
And those additive protections can certainly change the calculation that a negligent landlord might make when they're considering whether or not to fix issues affecting health and safety.
The proposal stems from an event last year that displaced more than 700 tenants in Gardner, Kansas. The city condemned the Aspen Place apartment complex for failing to maintain safe living conditions. Kansas lawmakers want public and private schools to teach students about the negative impact of communist and socialist ideologies. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Lawmakers are concerned about the results of a poll from an organization called the Victims of Communism Foundation. The 2020 poll prompted concern due to increased favorability for socialism and communism among young people. Now lawmakers want to require students to learn about the ills of those political systems. There was an amendment to include fascism too, but it was voted down on the Senate floor. The legislation also adds a civics test requirement for graduation. The State Board of Education already includes a civics course requirement. Republican Senator Bill Clifford opposed the plan.
I just think this is wrong for us in the legislature to be writing a school curriculum for K-12.
Supporters say the bill addresses civic and historical illiteracy. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Two data center developers are trying to buy more than 1,000 acres of land west of Wichita. Hundreds of residents turned out for a town hall recently and called for a 3-year moratorium on data center developments. Others, like Tanya Witherspoon, called a moratorium a missed opportunity.
Sedgwick County should be careful not to let understandable public concern and short-term political pressure produce a policy outcome that contradicts the state of Kansas's own infrastructure and economic development strategy.
Documents show that Monarch Energy and NextEra Energy have spent the past several months making deals with property owners. There are limited details on the plan for the data centers because landowners have been asked to sign non-disclosure agreements with the companies. Cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Lows in northeast Kansas in the upper 30s tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 70 degrees. This is KPR and it's 5:35.
Choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, lately it can feel impossible to scroll through social media or get customer service help online without running into some form of AI or artificial intelligence. And in some states, AI is even being used in the legislative process. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports on how lawmakers in the Sunflower State have been using chatbots.
Hey, ChatGPT.
This because the process itself is extremely important and the precision matters in this case.
Leaders could make rules about how to use AI appropriately, and a future state house chatbot could have limits on the data it's allowed to draw from. But in the meantime, when it comes to using AI responsibly, the Kansas legislature is relying on the honor system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more of these stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Lots of other frequencies scattered around the state. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app, There's a version for Apple and a version for Android, wherever you get apps.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We are headed into the 6 o'clock hour. News headlines coming up at 6:01. Then Israel says it has killed two top Iranian leaders in airstrikes and is prepared to go after anyone who's named to replace them. The latest from Kerry Khan will also tell you what we know about that attack. At least Afghanistan is accusing Pakistan of an attack, hitting a hospital in an airstrike. It killed hundreds of people. The details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
One more chilly evening, lows in the upper 30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine for northeast and east central Kansas with highs around 70. Tomorrow night's low only down into the upper 40s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Cunard. On board Queen Elizabeth, guests can explore glaciers during Cunard's final Alaska season in summer 2026 or unwind on deck in the Caribbean. Learn more at Cunard.com. From Uma, a cloud-based phone service for any size business, with an automated virtual receptionist, video meetings, and other features to connect to customers and coworkers anywhere. At uma.com/NPR. And from Clarivate, sponsors of the Pulse of the Library 2025, a global survey of academic, public, and national libraries on AI's impact and evolving priorities. The survey can be explored at clarivate.com. This is NPR.
What would you think if ICE opened a detention center near you? One Maryland community is debating, and we'll hear them on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. For morning edition, Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. It is 40 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
Sit.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 6:30. Then we'll find out why the stakes are very, very high regarding this conflict with Iran. If the regime falls, the enriched uranium it's currently in possession of could fall into the hands of non-state actors.
Terrorist groups with just a few of these materials, they can create extensive damage in countries.
Well, that's terrifying. How the war with Iran could lead to a world with more nuclear weapons. We'll have analysis coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Our next virtual cinema a go-go is happening on Friday night. This is an online screening. It is free, but you do need to register to get a ticket. And you can do that at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us for the classic The Mummy's Hand and the 1962 Hand of Death. So lots of hands going on. Friday night, join us for virtual cinema a go-go. The time is 6:20.
Not like.
I mean, I just think we're living in a police state and it's just getting worse. They're getting the wrong people. Just get the bad ones out, right? That's what we should be doing, but they're not.
The Detention Center Next Door. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. You'll hear Morning Edition on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines coming up in 30 seconds. It is 37 degrees in Lawrence and it's 6:30.
Delta Airlines has already begun to pass on the rising cost of fuel to its customers, and United is cutting capacity on certain routes. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Senate today voted for stiffer penalties for landlords who neglect their rental properties. It now heads to the House. The bill would make Kansas consumer protection laws apply to residential landlords. It would allow the state's attorney general or a county attorney to sue a landlord on behalf of the tenants. They could seek up to $10,000 for each violation, like failing to provide running water. Republican State Senator Doug Shane proposed the bill. He says the higher fines will encourage landlords to take better care of their property.
And those additive protections can certainly change the calculation that a negligent landlord might make when they're considering whether or not to fix issues affecting health and safety.
The proposal stems from an event last year that displaced more than 700 tenants in Gardner, Kansas. The city condemned the Aspen Place apartment complex for failing to maintain safe living conditions. Kansas lawmakers want public and private schools to teach students about the negative impact of communist and socialist ideologies. KPR State House reporter Zach Boblett has that story.
Lawmakers are concerned about the results of a foundation called the Victims of Communism Foundation. The 2020 poll prompted concern due to increased favorability for socialism and communism among young people. Now lawmakers want to require students to learn about the ills of those political systems. There was an amendment to include fascism too, but it was voted down on the Senate floor. The legislation also adds a civics test requirement for graduation. The State Board of Education already includes a civics course requirement. Republican Senator Bill Clifford opposed the plan.
I just think this is wrong for us in the legislature to be writing a school curriculum for K-12.
Supporters say the bill addresses civic and historical illiteracy. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
And Kansas's biggest universities will remain under the oversight of the Kansas Board of Regents. Lawmakers had considered taking away the regents' authority over the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, but that bill has been revised to keep those three schools under the regents' purview. The Lawrence Journal World reports administrators at the three schools have expressed support for loosening the regents' authority. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, cloudy skies through the evening hours, partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the upper 30s are expected. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 70, and it's the beginning of a warming trend. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Lows only down to the upper 40s for Thursday night, with highs in the mid-80s forecast for Friday and Saturday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Thanks for tuning in to All Things Considered. We have about 11 minutes left to go of that program. And if you're joining us on KPR One, stay tuned for news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate, and 2 hours of classical music. Steve Seal is your host tonight. It's all followed at 9 o'clock by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stay tuned for Reveal, great investigative journalism. It's a terrific show.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Manhattan, 46 in Emporia, 34 up in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 7.
.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
What would you think if ICE opened a detention center near you? One Maryland community is debating, and we'll hear them on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local updates during Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Thanks for joining us this evening. We have news headlines coming up next. Then we will hear Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. Steve Seal is your host. At 9 o'clock, we shift to Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Clouds through the evening, partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 70, a warming trend beginning. It will be up into the 80s by the time we get to the weekend. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst.
Iranian state TV confirms that Israel killed two of its top officials overnight. Ali Larijani was the head of the country's Supreme National Security Council and acted as the country's de facto leader. He was also a close confidant of the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. NPR's Emily Fang has more on what his death means for the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran.
There are fears that in his absence, his replacement might be even more hardline than Larijani. Larijani was seen as very, very pragmatic, someone who could work with outside powers while still being very, very loyal to the supreme leader, to the office of the Ayatollah.
NPR's Emily Fang. Israel also killed Brigadier General Soleimani, the head of the powerful militia that's aligned with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. President Trump is pushing back against claims by Director of National Counterterrorism Joe Kent about his motivation to attack Iran. Kent quit today, saying he can't in good conscience back a war that he believes is Israel's doing. Trump says Iran is a tremendous threat. As head of the center, Kent, a former Green Beret and political candidate with connections to right-wing extremists, was in charge of an agency tasked with analyzing and detecting terrorist threats. He was a Trump supporter because Trump said he opposed wars in the Middle East. To keep foreign bad actors like terrorists and drug traffickers out of the country, the federal government often imposes financial sanctions. Anyone on the sanctions list is barred from doing business here. But as NPR's Robert Benicasa reports, the Treasury Department's sanction programs have taken a new direction under President Trump.
The Treasury Department under Trump has sanctioned people after they've criticized the president or his political allies. For example, shortly after Trump took office, he sanctioned judges and prosecutors at the International Criminal Court after the court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on war crimes allegations. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has called the international court's actions politicized, but critics of the administration's use of sanctions make the same claim. David Pressman, a former U.S. ambassador to Hungary, says sanctions should reinforce the country's strategic interests and not, quote, advance personal vendettas. Robert Benincasa, NPR News, Washington.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, the head of Medicare and Medicaid, is asking Florida officials to explain how they root out health care fraud, saying the state's long been a hotspot for that kind of fraud. This a day after President Trump signed an executive order creating an anti-fraud task force for federal benefit programs. Florida is at least the fifth state Oz has targeted, but it's the first Republican-led one to get questions from Oz. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. You're listening to NPR News.
Stardate March 17th. A galaxy cluster is like a cosmic blender. It stirs up the galaxies and the space between them. Nothing is left undisturbed. A perfect example is the Virgo cluster. It consists of more than 1,500 individual galaxies centered about 55 million light years away. Most of them are fairly small and faint, but a few are monsters, many times the size and mass of our home galaxy, the Milky Way. The cluster's galaxies are packed fairly close together, so the gravity of each galaxy pulls at its neighbors. That distorts the shape of some of the neighbors, making them lopsided. It also causes big clouds of gas to collapse and give birth to new stars. And it pulls many stars out of the galaxies, into the space between them. In fact, up to one-tenth of the stars in the cluster may be roaming through intergalactic space. The cluster's brightest galaxy is Messier 49. It was the first to be discovered in 1771. It's a giant elliptical, so it looks like a fat, fuzzy rugby ball. It's much bigger than the Milky Way and many times its mass. And a supermassive black hole inhabits its heart. The biggest and heaviest member of the cluster is Messier 87, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. The Virgo cluster is centered along the border between Virgo and Leo. That spot is low in the east at nightfall and climbs high across the sky later on. Many of the galaxies are easy targets for small telescopes. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Good evening.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. I'm Steve Seal. We're going to listen to James Galway coming up play the flute. We've heard a couple times from James Galway today, but why not? I mean, one of the significant Irishmen in the classical music, and a delightful one at that. So we'll enjoy him and his lovely flute-playing spouse as well, with some Bach for two flutes, traditional Irish sounds with Barry Douglas later on as well. Ian Hobson at the piano here, and also, in this case, handling the conducting duties with the Sinfonia da Camera and this Rondo Brilliant by Mendelssohn. Thank you. Mondo Brilliant for piano and orchestra by Mendelssohn. Ian Hobson at the piano there, also conducting. Somehow, how do they do that? The Sinfonia di Camera. Okay, I know the answer. I mean, obviously he's not waving a baton while he's playing the piano. It's more about the rehearsal. It's more about what happens before the performance when you're the soloist handling the conducting duties. But in this case, double duty there from Ian Hobson.